party friends are getting psyched for Friday night. Take it away, boys. Let the football fly.
The Friday night lights are bright at the corner of Constitution and Cherry Road, where tonight the Northwestern Trojans and Indianland Warriors meet in the second round of the 5A Division II playoffs. Good evening. High atop District 3 Stadium, Chris Miller along with Matt Hires back at District 3 Stadium for the first time in a year. He's fired up, ready to go, folks, with tons of knowledge for this game because it's been a while in the making, Matt, but this is a matchup for both these two teams. They just played 3 weeks ago.
That's certainly right. And Indianland, they did have to play in the first round of the playoffs, and last week they got a resounding win over Eastside High School out of Taylor's, and it was a 34-7 beatdown from the jump. An inspired Indianland Warrior team. They really took it to them on the ground and through the air, corralled by freshman quarterback Matt Cusia, who has really come to his own during this season. He's thrown for over 1,295 yards for 13 touchdowns to only 5 picks. He's really coming around, and that Indian air attack is all but matched their ground attack with Jamal Horton.
Here's the thing, though. Last time these two teams met, the very talented Saquel Patterson, who might be the best player on this Indianland roster, goes out on the opening kickoff. He's back today, ready to go. Had a big performance last week in the win against Eastside. Mm-hmm. But Northwestern, they come in 10-0. They are the overwhelming favorites to represent the upper state in the state championship game. When talking to Coach Paige Wofford, he knows this Indianland team is extremely dangerous. But, of course, the Trojans, led by senior quarterback Finley Polk, now in his third year as a starter, Matt, thrown for almost 2,600 yards. And keep in mind, we're talking in high school football tonight about, you know, comparing him to past Northwestern quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
The previous quarterbacks didn't have to deal with the running clock issue.
That's right.
So typically, these guys got to play long into the second half. Northwestern, of their 10 wins, I think 7 have had running clock situations in the second half.
That's right. And you factor in, we were talking about the number of points scored per season. And that crowd at South Carolina High School League, they started incorporating the byes this year into the 5A playoffs. And Northwestern, they're going to have one less game to kind of pad those stats if they make it to the state championship game in Orangeburg.
I love how you say that crowd, like you're not involved in the high school league.
Yeah, that crowd down there in Columbia, I don't know.
We're getting set for the 5A Division II second round playoffs. It's Northwestern, the homestanding team, and a visiting Indianland Warriors. This is high school football on the OTS Sports Network.
I'm Brenda Brandon with Double B Graphics. Looking to personalize your holiday gifts this year? We have you covered, from cups and mugs to decor signs and apparel. We've got ideas for that hard-to-shop-for teen with local school gear. Double B beside the QT on Heckle Boulevard.
I'm Dr. Alex with Burrow, Welchel, and Culp Orthodontics, and we know that braces are a big decision. Our doctors will always listen and offer honest advice, because to us, you're not just a patient, you're family. Your first consult is free, so check out bwcortho.com.
Holidays are quickly approaching. Is your home holiday ready? Well, Rock Hill Ace Hardware has everything to get your home in tip-top shape, including great paints by Royal and Benjamin Moore. Nothing brightens up a room better than a fresh coat of paint. Ace, the helpful place on Cherry Road.
I'm Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Start saving money now by replacing your old heating system with a new, modern, high-efficiency unit.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
For nearly 8 decades, York Electric Cooperative has been actively supporting the communities it serves.
A couple of times during the year, Mark Howie or Paul Basher will show up with a rebate check at the front door, and we apply it to curriculum initiatives.
York Electric Co-op, helping families and businesses prosper.
Somebody injures somebody else due to their negligence, and they're not willing to step up and make that person whole again. We're the ones that go and make that happen.
We work together to make sure that what we're doing is understanding our client. It's very difficult to be a voice for someone that you don't know.
We don't want somebody to feel alone when they're not able to provide for their family because of an injury. We want people to know that there's somebody out there that will fight for them.
We don't want you to fight your own battles. We don't want you to go it alone. We want you to call Schiller & Hamilton, because we've got you back.
Schiller & Hamilton Law Firm. Don't go it alone. 803-366-0333.
After all the preparing of a holiday feast, make dessert a piece of cake, literally. Order a custard pie or cake from Witt's Frozen Custard this year. All your family with a treat they'll want to eat. Witt's Frozen Custard, scooping fresh flavors daily, now open in Rock Hill.
Why join the Y?
For strong, confident kids.
For connected, healthy families.
for a sense of belonging.
And for a brighter future.
Join the YMCA of Upper Palmetto now at ymcaup.org.
Coach Sterrell's Lawn is the area's top choice for lawn care. With 15 years' experience, we can handle any lawn need, from overseeding to mulch, even aeration and pine straw. We are locally owned and operated. Just call Coach Sterrell, 242-0195. That's 242-0195.
District 3 Stadium, it's the second round of the 5A playoffs. Coin toss in the air, won by Indianland. And look at this, the Warriors, Matt, deciding to take the football. So we'll be Indianland freshman quarterback. Freshman quarterback, you heard that right. Matt Cusia. Again, this is a guy that 6 months ago was in the eighth grade. Now here he sits in the biggest stage of his football career, facing the top-ranked team in 5A Division II. Overwhelming favorites to represent the state championship and going against a quarterback who's a three-year starter in Finley Polk. What is going through his mind right now?
I think he's calm, cool, and collected. He comes from an athletic family. His former, his father actually is a former head football coach in Ohio for 15 years. His brother, he's a two-time state championship golfer at Indianland High School. And the read on him is he goes home, recuperates, does his homework, and studies film. So this is going to be a star in the making, I believe, on the Indianland sideline.
Here come the Northwestern Trojans out of the field. The Trojans led out by their extremely talented defensive end, Mason Greer. Looking at this Northwestern team, just loaded with talent. Daniel Caldwell headed to the North-South game. Finley Polk, North-South game. Andre Pickett, he is a Shrine Bowl selection. C.J. Broughton is committed to play UNC Pembroke. Finley Polk committed to play Gardner-Webb. And, of course, you look at the very talented Marion Watkins, already has offers from some 20 schools as he prepares. He is only a junior. But this Northwestern team, Matt, has not played since that matchup against Indianland 3 weeks ago tonight.
That's right, and we're going to see coming out of the gate how sharp this Northwestern team is and how well they use those 3 weeks off, if the Trojans were at home sharpening their swords or if they were at the table sharpening their forks.
Well, we saw last night's game, the Rock Hill Bearcats had a 27-day hiatus. They came out and looked good in the game against River Bluff in the early stages, but then in the second half it was all Gators as they eliminated the Rock Hill Bearcats. But it's the start of the playoffs for Northwestern in the second round. Indianland, meanwhile, they played last week, no problem whatsoever with Eastside. We're getting set for football here from District 3 Stadium. Indianland got those yellow jerseys, the blue helmets with the state of South Carolina insignia on them, the white pants, Northwestern, their smoky grays with the purple numerals and the gold trim, and the purple hats with the Trojans written in cursive and the Trojan head below that, very similar to Southern Cal's helmets. Matthew Fish to do the honors. He was the Tri-County Area Special Teams Player of the Year. He's set to kick it away, approaches the football. A young man who's made a living with touchbacks gets a hold of this one, and guess what? Another touchback for Fish as he kicks it 7 yards deep. So that means we'll see quarterback, the very talented freshman Matt Cusia, will jog out and lead his Indianland squad. Indianland did not score in the loss to Northwestern just 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, only gained some minimal yardage during that whole contest. But Cusia and the Indianland offense, they're going to come out in a spread offense with one back, usually Jamal Horton in the backfield. They will switch up to a Wildcat every once in a while with Sequel Patterson taking the helm at quarterback in that formation.
Speaking of Patterson, he's set out on the right as a wide receiver. He'll be matched up there with Singleton. Snap it out, Cusia to throw. Immediately flags come flying out. We'll see what the call looks like. It's going to be an illegal procedure against the Warriors to start, so they'll immediately go back to first and 15.
Yeah, the Warriors, they had two upbacks in the backfield over the right side of the offensive line. It looked like one of those upbacks kind of flinched a little bit. So not typically a false start, but a little bit of motion in the backfield for that illegal procedure.
So first and 15 now. Looks like they were going to throw in the direction of Patterson. Again, he's matched up with Josh Singleton. A young man has an offer from Virginia Tech. Cusia goes gun, set to throw the football, dumps it out to Patterson. Patterson dropped it. Looking for Saquel Patterson, trying to get him involved early on. A little comeback route. Patterson cannot hang on. Sets up a second down and 15 for the Warriors just 6 seconds into this.
On the defense, the Trojans look like they are intent on bringing pressure. Five guys with their hands in the dirt up front for the Trojans on that last play, and only two linebackers hovering around the A-gaps on each side.
The second game Indian Land has played here at District 3 State, and they lost to Rock Hill earlier this year. So a place they're familiar with. Now they'll go five wide receivers, dump it out. Casilla in the gun. Northwestern will rush four. Snap it out. Here comes that four-man rush. Dump it on the outside. Reception is made. Looking for running room. Getting to the outside and out of bounds very quickly. That's Saquel Patterson for a gain of seven. Sets up a third down and eight for the Warriors.
That's Patterson's 44th catch on the season. Just inching closer to the 700-yard mark for this 2024 campaign.
Warriors getting the play in. Play clocked out at 24 seconds, 11:47. Clock frozen there after going out of bounds. So it will be a third down, officially six is what the scoreboard says. As again, Casillo comes out. This time it's three wide receivers. One running back with him is Horton. On a third down and six call. Let's see what the Indian Land Warriors dial up here. Snap it out, looking to throw the football. Scassia pass, complete catch made, but going to be well short of the first down. Actually may lose a yard. All the reception was Lavoris Lucas, and the Warriors have to punt it away on their opening drive. They lost one on the play.
Great open field tackle by number five, Jace Joseph, on that completion for Indian Land. He got right there. He was able to read the pass, see where the pass was going, and tackle the ball carrier in the open field for a loss of one.
Punting time for the Warriors. They'll jog out. Mike Johnson to do it, standing at his own 10-yard line. High snapper going up, getting it, brings it down, gets off a decent punt considering the circumstances. Jonathan Spurgeon lets it take a huge bounce in favor of the Warriors. Going to go back to the 33-yard line. So give credit where credit is due. Johnson, pressure on a high snap, but was able to get off a punt. Then he got a heck of a roll, rolled almost 20 yards.
Yeah, 16-yard bounce in favor of the Indian Land Warriors on that punt.
So Finley Polk will jog out, the senior quarterback, with nearly 2,600 yards passing. He'll bring his offensive unit out. We expect that Cameron Vance will be back today. He's not played the last two games. He's not out there to start this one. Snap it out. It's a little push pass to Zymir Gordon-Miles, who goes forward for 5 yards.
Good patient running by Gordon-Miles on that play. As soon as he received the pitch, just looking downfield, trying to pick his seam, and he let a few defenders over-pursue on that play and able to pick up nice yardage on first down.
Trojans go empty. Polk in the gun, looks to throw the football, setting up the screen. Catch is made. It's Caldwell. Caldwell has a head of steam. Daniel Caldwell not able to follow his blockers. He had an avenue to the outside, but he still picks up 12 on a Trojan first into Indian Land territory.
And if there's any play to oppose aggression from the opposing defense, it's a screen play that's going to slow them down and make them think the next play up.
Polk comes set. Gordon-Miles beside him in the backfield. First and 10. Gordon-Miles goes out in motion. Polk to throw it. Pass is complete in the hands of Jaden Nichols. Nichols lowers the shoulder. For a gain of nine, brings up a second down and one for the Trojans. We're now about 2 minutes into this one. No score, but Northwestern's on the move.
Nice curl route by Nichols out of his near side slot receiver position. And the Trojans, they're pumping the gas. They're going tempo.
Second down and two. Gordon-Miles to left. Northwestern stacks everybody in. It's a gift to Gordon-Miles. Has a big head of steam. Zymir Gordon-Miles to the outside. Cuts up through to the outside. At the 20, stays in bounds. They say he stepped out of the 23. That's a gain of 19. Another Trojan first down.
Nice angle trap run over the right side by Zymir Gordon-Miles. We talk about on the offensive side of the ball for Indian Land, Matt Casilla maturing and improving as a player. Zymir Gordon-Miles, the same goes for him at the running back position for the Trojans.
9:36 clock ticking to go in the first quarter. No score, but Northwestern has the football. The Indian Land 23. It's Polk in the gun, split backs. He'll put Nigel Smith out in motion, quickly fires it in the hands of Daniel Caldwell. Caldwell slips a tackle down to the 14-yard line, going to be close to another Trojan first.
Just a dart thrown out of the hands of Finley Polk to Daniel Caldwell. North-south selection to north-south selection, and getting down the field, picking up a nice gain of eight on first down.
There's Cam Vance back in the game. He hasn't played in over a month, about 5 weeks, so he's in the slot. We'll see if Polk goes that direction as Northwestern goes empty. Snap it out, looking to throw the football. Polk's in trouble, steps up. Finley's going to try to run it. Slides down at the 10. He'll have it up for the first. Good pursuit, good coverage of the secondary by Indianland, but nonetheless, it's a first and 10 Trojans down at the 12.
Yeah, not a bad choice there by Finley Polk. Nice coverage downfield by the Indianland Warriors. That secondary doing a great job of getting these Trojan receivers covered up.
8:43, clock moving in this first quarter of action. Gordon Miles will set up to the left side of Polk. Receivers in the game will be Tydarian Knox, Cam Vance, Jaden Nichols, and Daniel Caldwell. Northwestern with all their frontline starters in now on this play. Gordon Miles sets up to the right side of Polk. Now Polk to throw. No, puts in the hand of Gordon Miles, but now flags flying to lay a game against Northwestern. Okay.
That's a pretty rare one for the Trojans to get. But they did take a lot of time standing around after that Finley Polk run. You know, I wonder if the play clock was reset after the first down was marked.
Play clock now rolling at 30. First and 15 for the Trojans. Ball at the 17 of Indianland. Two wide receivers split each side. Gordon Miles in the backfield. Polk goes in the gun. And Indianland nearly jumped, but they were able to get back. Play clock now down to 15. Gordon Miles has it. After the handoff from Polk, Zymir Gordon Miles digging his way inside the 10 down to the 8. For a gain of 8 yards, sets up a second down and 8 for Northwestern.
Yeah, huge hole through the right A-gap there.
Sets up a second down.
By this Northwestern offensive line, and credit on the tackle, Mike Johnson, the junior linebacker for Indianland.
Polk goes shotgun. It's another give Gordon Miles. Gordon Miles slips free. Gordon Miles into the end zone. Touchdown. Northwestern Trojans, Zymir Gordon Miles from 8 yards out of the Trojans. Get on the board first. 6-0, 7:49 to go in the first.
That was just a repeat of the last play, Chris. Gordon Miles slipping through that right side A-gap and just fighting his way through a couple broken tackles and diving into the end zone for 6.
Auto attempt the extra point will be Matthew Fish. Finley Polk will be the holder. Fish perfect on the season on extra points, trying to keep that up. Snap's a good one. Kick is up by Fish. Plenty of leg, and it's true. 7-0, Trojans lead it. High School Football, OTS Sports Network.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Hey, football fans, call your local Auto Owners insurance agents, Tim or Mark Sturgis, at 803-366-7244.
This year, get your holiday event catered by Sweet Caroline's. Try their traditional barbecue or pick between prime rib or smoked ham, plus all the southern fixings like collards, sweet potatoes, mac and cheese, and more. Sweet Caroline's in McConnell's off Chester Highway.
Ow! Be sure Santa gets a merry welcome this holiday by having Old Spike in a fenced backyard, not guarding the fireplace. Visit Stand Strong Fencing of Rock Hill on Facebook so we can help.
A good boy!
District 3 Stadium, second round playoff action. Northwestern scoring on their opening drive, marching 68 yards. Zymir Gordon Miles pounding it in from 8 yards out, and the Trojans lead it 7-0 after Northwestern forced a punt on the opening drive of the game for Indiana. Warriors now backed up at their own 20 after Matthew Fish kicked it in the end zone for the touchback.
And that was Matthew Fish's 60th touchback on the season so far. So he's done a great job really putting the boot to the leather there. This year, we remarked in the first game how strong his leg has gotten over this past summer.
Casilla goes shotgun. It's a give to Horton. Horton tries to do some work, does not get back the line of scrimmage. There are a couple Trojans in the backfield leading the way. Mason Greer, Dimitri Putnam back there, tackling right at the line of scrimmage, brings up a second down and 10. My name's Chris Miller. He's Matt Hires, our statistician. Always fantastic. The great coach Brian Smith here with you on a fabulous evening for football. Kickoff temperature 41 degrees. It's been a warm fall so far, but it went straight from late summer to winter.
Yeah, and it's just my type of weather. When that temperature gets down around my belt size, that's comfortable, buddy.
Snap it out, Casilla looking to throw the football. dumps it out towards the sideline, incomplete. Had a streaking receiver who couldn't get to it. It was overthrown. The intended receiver was Braden Perkins. Now it's third down and 10. Here you go again, Matt. If you're Indian Land, got to try to wait to get a first here. You don't want to go three and out quickly.
Yeah, you might even want to try a screenplay, something Northwestern did on their second play from scrimmage to try to combat some of this defensive speed on the side of the Trojans.
Third down and 10. Casilla goes shotgun. Set up Horton with him in the backfield. Casilla eyeing the Trojan defense. Northwestern showing pressure the front four already. It looked like he had Cam McFadden coming on a blitz. Now Casilla reset things. Play clock's at three. It's at two. Indian Land just gets it off. Casilla to throw it. Sits back and airing it deep down the sideline. It's incomplete. Tried to find streaking Sequel Patterson, but couldn't get there. And Indian Land's going to have to punt it away again.
Yeah, good pressure on that play put on by Mason Greer back there, breathing down Matt Casilla's neck. Just look at him in the eye, willing to make a hit.
Connor Frew on to punt. Standing back at his own six-yard line, Jonathan Spurgeon going to be midfield for Northwestern. Good snap quickly. Frew gets it off. A good-looking punt this time. Spurgeon, opportunity to return it. Spurgeon finds a seam. Jonathan Spurgeon spinning his way to the 38. So Northwestern will start first and 10, 6:50 to go in the first quarter. High school football brought to you by Rock Hill Coca-Cola Bottling Company, supporting York County sports since 1906, and Saverin's Insurance Agency. Visit them at insuranceinrockhill.com.
Nice coverage on that punt by Jonathan Groover, the junior linebacker in on special teams. He's kind of that guy on the Indian Land defense with the hit stick.
First and 10 Northwestern to the 39-yard line of Indian Land. Polk goes in the shotgun, sits back to throw, fires it out in the hands of Jaden Nichols. Nichols makes one defender miss, still on his feet. Jaden Nichols making it happen out of the 30-yard line for a gain of 9. The Northwestern quick passing game on the move early.
Yeah, Nichols looking like he was made out of Teflon on that play, just defenders flying off of him. They were trying to dish out their best lick, but they all kept slipping down to the turf. Good job by Nichols of keeping his feet.
Second down and a yard for Finley. Gordon Miles sets up to the right side of him now. Snap it out, Finley to hand off to Amir Gordon Miles, who lowers the shoulder. He'll have enough for the first. Needed one, got three. Trojans move the sticks.
Yeah, designed zone run to the left for Zamir Gordon Miles, but he saw an opening right there, right behind the center. Just a nice cutback to pick up that first down.
First and 10 Trojans, the 28 of Indian Land. 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's a 7-0 Northwestern lead. Gordon Miles now heads it out in motion. Polk to throw quickly towards the sideline. Catches made. Caldwell makes a man miss. Daniel Caldwell. Foot race. Caldwell. Five. Into the end zone. Touchdown. Northwestern. Daniel Caldwell made the catch. Put his foot in the turf. Turned it on. And scored from 28 yards out.
Daniel Caldwell. North-South selection. That's touchdown number 6 on this campaign for him. And for Finley Polk, touchdown number 35 here on the season.
Northwestern lines up in the water bucket. Now they'll go to the traditional extra point attempt. Northwestern, 5:52 to go in the first quarter, leads it by a score of 13-0. Matthew Fish trying to make it an even 14. Polk to hold it. Snaps a little high, but gets it down nonetheless. Kick is up. It's good. 14-0 Trojans lead. High school football, OTS Sports Network.
Shop for the holidays smarter this year with Founders Federal Credit Union. Now through December 31st, take advantage of 7.9% APR on select purchases made with your Founders credit card. Spread more holiday cheer this year without breaking your budget. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc for more information. Terms and conditions apply. To obtain additional cost information, please contact us at 1-800-845-1614. On July 1st, 2025, the promotional APR will revert to the effective APR as previously disclosed. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc for a list of qualifying purchases.
Your Medicare coverage should fit your life, and at Senior Benefit Center in Rock Hill, they can offer free guidance evaluating plan options to ensure that the coverage meets your health and financial needs. Senior Benefit Center. Stop by today. 147 Hurlong Avenue, Rock Hill.
The Lancaster County Water and Sewer District is proud to support our Lancaster County football teams as they take the field each week. At LCWSD, Andrews Jackson, Buford, Indian Land, and Lancaster High School are all winners in our book. Lancaster County Water and Sewer. Quality on tap. Our commitment, our profession.
Northwestern to kick it away. It's going to be taken at the goal line by Patterson. It was a line drive for Fish. And this is not going to work. Being tackled back at the 15. Probably should have just let that one go to the end zone. Now, again, Warriors have very tough starting field position.
Yeah, and that was Cam McFadden flying down the field with a beat on Patterson and just put his helmet right in his chest there, dropping him down at the 19-yard line. That was one of those kicks that you heard that audible gasp from the crowd when McFadden laid the wood on him there.
They gave him the forward progress out of the 19. The empty again for the Warriors. Proceed to throw. The pass is high. This may be a lateral. It's going to be close.
Yeah.
They say incomplete. Fortunately for Casilla, I thought they may call that a lateral just the way it was thrown. It was high for his intended receiver, but fortunately it was forward.
Yeah, forward by about a half a yard there, but you're right, Chris. That was very close to being a fumble, and that would have been a scoop and score easily for the Trojans.
So second down and 10 from the 19-yard line for Indian Land, trailing 14-0. Got to figure they need to find something on this drive, already in a hole, 14-0, and their defense not slowing Northwestern a bit. Finally, they break one to the outside. Running room, it's Horton. Horton trying to fight past the defender. He does, gets out of bounds at the 47-yard line. Indian Land needed a play, and they got one right there. Big-time run by Horton across the 50 into Trojan territory. Finally went out at the 40-yard line. Horton goes for a gain of 40 yards.
Nice read by Jamal Horton there. It was a design run on the inside between the tackles. He saw that lane was closed off and nobody was the outside and bounced right off the right tackle for a huge gain.
Casilla going in the pistol, gives it off. New running back into the game, not going to find anything. That was Amarian Davis, who got a yard, then is brought down by the Trojan defense. 5:14 to go. First quarter, 14-0 Northwestern on top, but Indian Land's got the ball to Trojan territory.
Well, that's one thing about Coach Adam Hastings of the Indian Land Warriors. You're rarely, if ever, going to see him abandon the run game, and he stuck with it there on third and long for the Warriors, and he picked up the game's first down.
Second down and 9 for Indian Land. Again, Casilla comes set. Running back in the backfield is going to be Davis with him. They fake it, give it off to Davis. Davis tries to stretch it outside. He does. Davis down the sideline. Davis makes a move. Davis at the 15. Davis to the 12. Omarion Davis for 28 more. Indian Land's found something on the outside.
They have, and Omarion Davis usually lines up at a wide receiver position. He's one of the senior leaders for this Warrior team. And getting the ball in his hands, he's also one of their most dynamic athletes. And got out there and showed you the reason why, picking up another huge gain and another first down for the Warriors.
First and 10 to the 12-yard line. Casilla, the freshman, brings his team out. Horton set up to the right. Western defense is set. They give it off to Horton. Horton right fights up the middle for a yard, then is pushed back quickly. Set up a second down and 8 for Indian Land. It's 14-0 Trojans over the Warriors. 4:10 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, you got to figure if you're Indian Land on the ground, you're not going to have much success running into the teeth of this Northwestern front four, those Ninja Turtles we've talked about for 3 years now, this front four for Northwestern starting all together since they were sophomores. So they're going to try to attempt to bounce it on the outside.
Second down and 8, Casilla comes set. Now comes up Horton in the backfield. Play clock is at 9. Casilla takes it out, wants to throw the football, going to throw a jump ball towards the back of the end zone, going up, catches May, touchdown. Impressive catch in the corner. Sequel Patterson just beat his defender, went up, and he's gone for the football. The Warriors cut the lead in half.
Little flag pattern to the far side, back corner of the end zone. And a nice fade thrown by Matt Casilla. That's one of those mature passes, mature decisions we were talking about by the 14-year-old ninth grader. Passing for the score for Indian Land.
Extra point attempt coming up. High snap. Kick is blocked. Northwestern blocks the kick. Isaac Craven tried it. No good. 14-6 your score. This is High School Football, OTS Sports Network.
Could your holiday use a bit more cheer? Want to bring some fa-la-la to family gatherings? Know someone in need of a bit more ahs? This season, adding some extra ho-ho-ho to any holiday gathering is as easy as adding ice-cold Coke to your cart. Coca-Cola, real magic.
Insurance is as unique as a fingerprint. No two policies look the same. Trust Saverance Insurance Agency to protect your most valuable assets with a policy that meets your needs and your budget. Let the Saverance Agency help you. InsuranceInRockHill.com.
Bring your crew together with McDonald's 40-piece chicken nugget deal for $11.99. They'll dig it, or should we say dip it, into all the great sauces. Barbecue, sweet and sour, honey mustard, spicy buffalo, and ranch. Snag a bag at Mickey D's. Only at participating locations.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. This is Mike from Imperial Pool and Spas with Christmas gift ideas for all year long. Barrett, tell us about Dolphin robotic cleaners.
They're Bluetooth adaptable, self-contained, and automatically clean your pool's floor, side, and waterline without water power.
See us for big clearance savings this Christmas at Imperial Pools, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill.
Indyland, a kick-it-away opportunity for a return by Northwestern. It's going to be brought up by Caldwell. Daniel Caldwell looking for running room. Caldwell up and around the 31-yard line. That's where the Trojans will start off. First and 10. It's a 14-6 Northwestern lead after Indyland answers with a much-needed touchdown drive to get back in this football game.
It was, and Indyland, they mixed it up. They got some huge gains on the ground from both Davis and by Jamal Horton. And then finally, it was Matt Casilla finishing it off with a nice little touch pass there in the end zone to get six on the board for the Warriors.
Polk with the football, looks to throw it, sits back, pass is complete, gets Cameron Vance involved, his first catch in 5 weeks. He makes the catch for just a four-yard completion.
Just a short little sit-down curl route about 4 yards past the line of scrimmage. Good job by Vance looking that ball into his hands.
Trying to shake the dust off a little for him. He's a dynamic receiver on this team. Really, the first three quarters of the year had been the go-to guy in this offense. Hand off Gordon Miles. Gordon Miles spinning his way across the 35 to the 39. Brings up a third down call now for Northwestern. Indyland opportunity to get the football back here on a third down and three call.
Yeah, good job by Mike Foster up front for Indyland, hanging on to Zamir Gordon Miles and taking him down to the turf.
Polk in the shotgun. Checks the sideline, getting the call from head coach Paige Wofford. 2.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. It's a keeper by Polk, and Indyland was waiting on it. The Warriors, a host of Warriors, bring Polk down for a loss of two, and the Trojans will punt it away.
Perfect time to put on a run blitz there by Coach Adam Hastings. He brought eight on that play, anticipating a run. Zamir Gordon-Miles, the running lane was cut off, so Finley Polk, he tucked it himself, tried to make something out of nothing, and now Polk stays on the field to punt the ball away for the Trojans, averaging 42 yards per punt.
Indyland's going to have to burn a timeout because they're confused on special teams. Time on the field will do it as well. This is High School Football OTS Sports Network.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Call Steve Mellon of Mellon Insurance Solutions on Congress Street in York, 628-7591.
I'm Forrest with the Law Offices of Wilkerson, Jones, and Wilkerson. It's football season, so please be responsible after upcoming cookouts and tailgates. But if you or someone you know is in a wreck, contact our team to help you. We're big enough to fight, but small enough to care. FCWlaw.com.
I'm Brenda Brandon with Double B Graphics. Looking to personalize your holiday gifts this year? We have you covered from cups and mugs to decor signs and apparel. We've got ideas for that hard-to-shop-for team with local school gear. Double B beside the QT on Heckle Boulevard.
Polk in to punt the football, kicks it away, takes a big Northwestern bounce, continuing to roll. Finally, Squall Patterson dangerously falls on it with a couple of Trojan players around him. That was a dangerous play, Matt. If you follow that football, it rolls the wrong way. Northwestern's got it.
It was, and that was something that made me nervous all week long last week covering the Indyland East Side game. Sequel Patterson, his patented move is to let that football bounce, and then he runs up and tries to field the punt. And, I mean, he does successfully, but I've seen that go wrong way too many times to ever recommend that to any punt returner.
Yeah, and that one, he fell on it.
Yeah.
I know he was trying to save some yardage because it was bouncing, but, man, when you fall on a football many times, it just squirts out. Handoff up the middle, not much going for Horton. He'll be brought down after a gain of a yard. The second down and nine, high school football, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, discover the Founders difference. FoundersFCU.com by Alpine Law Firm of Rock Hill. Counsel with a person you know and trust. And Stand Strong Fencing of Rock Hill. Good fences make good neighbors.
And those long outside runs by Indian Land last possession, you know, that's going to get the Northwestern defense thinking. They're going to start spreading out those three linebackers, trying to kind of sniff out what's going on the outside, and that may open up some running lanes in the middle.
Second down and nine, Casita throw it, sits back, throws a pass down the sideline. It's incomplete. Looking for Patterson, kind of a moon ball. Very similar to what Russell Wilson throws, lets his receiver go up and try to make a catch. But now it's third down and nine with 1:05 to go in the first quarter, 14-6 Northwestern leading.
Yeah, good coverage on the play by Khalil Williamson back there at the corner spot for the Trojans, covering up Patterson. Now third and 10 from about this, actually 3 yards deeper into their territory. That's where Indian Land got their last touchdown drive started. So let's see if maybe they can make some magic here on third and 10 this time.
Casilla going in the shotgun. Three wide receivers to the far side, rolling that direction. Casilla to throw it. Hits his open receiver, but he's going to have to do yeoman's work to get the first, and he cannot, only a gain of a yard. And any line up to punt it away, they'll go three and out.
Now, these officials, they're kind of letting these guys play on the sidelines. We've seen some calls maybe could be considered some late hits out of bounds, like that last play there, but these officials, they're letting the teams play.
Indian Land doesn't have a punter out there now, they do.
Yeah, I think they were trying to kind of do a funky formation, catch the Trojans off guard.
Punting time, getting it off, and not the best of punts. Spurgeon going to make the catch back at the 44. Takes it up the 42, and that's where he's brought down, first and 10 Northwestern from there. So it'll be the Trojans offense coming out, leading 14-6 with 49 seconds remaining in the first quarter.
I was watching on that play. Dimitri Putnam put some pressure back on Crew. He got in his face there, and then he chased him around like he was going to try to block him there. So some kind of weird war there between defensive lineman Dimitri Putnam and Crew, the punter of Indian Land.
Three wide receivers at the top side for Polk. It's another give to Gordon Miles as they continue to run the football. Gordon Miles gets across the 40 to the 38. Gain of seven sets up a second down and three for the Trojans.
Yeah, nice job up front by Trojan offensive lineman Nasir Hanna, crashing down and opening up that hole for Miles.
Second down, three officially. Four wide receivers on the field, including trips to the top side. Polk keeps it here. Now he throws the football, complete on the outside. Makes a man miss. There's Cameron Vance doing what he does. And Vance ends up getting a gain of nine after making the reception and then getting to the outside, and the Trojans have the ball first and 10 down to the 30-yard line.
Yeah, Finley Polk took a big shot after he got that ball out of his hands. You could hear on our crowd mic some fans wanting to roughen the passer. But the clock ticking down now to 3 seconds.
Northwestern trying to snap it one more time for the end of the quarter. They do. It's another give Gordon Miles. Amir Gordon Miles getting his way inside the 25 to the 21. Will be close to a Trojan first after one from D3. Northwestern 14, Indian Land 6. This is high school football, the OTS Sports Network.
This is Chuck Roberts with Ideal Imports West in Rock Hill. If you're looking for high-quality used cars or trucks, we're the place to be. Every unit we sell comes with a free drivetrain warranty, plus we provide on-spot financing for you. Ideal Imports West at the corner of Celanese and Rollinson Road, next to Marshall Construction.
I'm Dr. Alex with Burrow, Welchel, and Culp Orthodontics, and we know that braces are a big decision. Our doctors will always listen and offer honest advice, because to us, you're not just a patient, your family. Your first consult is free, so check out bwcortho.com.
I'm Alton Hyatt. See us for probate, estate planning, and wills at Alton Hyatt Law Firm. We have been advising area residents for over 3 decades, and we're ready to help you.
Contact Alton Hyatt Law Firm of Rock Hill. The time to prepare for tomorrow is today.
South Carolina's most honored radio station. News Talk 100.1 WRHI Rock Hill. W261CY Rock Hill. The voice of York County.
An OTS media station.
Start of the second quarter here at District 3 Stadium. Northwestern leading Indian Land 14-6. Chris Beller, Matt Hires, the coach, Brian Smith with you. Good crowd here at District 3 Stadium as Northwestern looks to move on to the third round. Indyland trying to get the upset of the year. Right now it's Northwestern on top 14-6, but the Trojans open the second quarter. Ball at the 22. Polk's on the game at quarterback. He'll have single coverage on Tydarian Knox, his very talented wide out here on the left. Polk goes shotgun, looking to throw the football. Dumps it out. Wide open's Gordon Miles. Gordon Miles tiptoeing down the sideline, steps out right at the 10, but not before he picks up 12 on a Trojan first.
And a good job on Tydarian Knox. You said he was out there on an island with that corner. He did some great blocking there, and that little drag route proved successful for the Trojans.
Pass complete to Knox. Knox being rewarded for that blocking with a reception here after a gain of 4. Be second down and goal for the 6 for Northwestern.
Yeah, they're going tempo now.
Well, here comes the where's the beef package. And yeah, talk about that. You got basically the defensive line that's in here. You got, and they're going to snap it in the Wildcat. It'll be Gordon Miles. Gordon Miles following blockers. I'm here. Gordon Miles into the end zone. Touchdown. Northwestern Trojans. That package works well. It's a mix of offensive lineman, defensive lineman. Dimitri Putnam's in there. Tanajay McMullen sees some action. Mason Greer. All the big boys in there for that one as the Turtles, the entire Ninja Turtle group gets in and blocks as Amir Gordon Miles on the Wildcat for the touchdown.
Andre Pickett in there as well, but hard to slow that down when you got all that beef running downhill at you.
20-6 Northwestern leads after the Gordon Miles 8-yard run. Matthew Fish on to attempt the extra point to try to make it a 21-6 Trojan lead. Polk to hold, snap, kick. It's true. 21-6 Northwestern leads. High school football, OTS Sports Network.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
Air Tech makes it better.
No matter what the weather,
call Air Tech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
May I have your attention, please?
KFC now has brand new original recipe tenders. And wait for it, they're double breaded. That's right, original recipe tenders at KFC. It's the crunch you crave with the iconic original recipe you love. For just $5, get a 3-piece original recipe tenders with an individual fry and 2 dipping sauces. Try our brand new comeback dipping sauce, a zesty, peppery southern style sauce that combines mayonnaise, ketchup, and other savory flavors for a taste you'll come back for. It's the all new original recipe tenders at your local KFC.
Holidays are quickly approaching. Is your home holiday ready? Well, Rock Hill Ace Hardware has everything to get your home in tip-top shape, including great paints by Royal and Benjamin Moore. Nothing brightens up a room better than a fresh coat of paint. Ace, the helpful place on Cherry Road.
District 3 Stadium, Northwestern leading Indyland by a score of 21-6. Fish kicks it away. This one will be another touchback. So Indyland will start first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Check quickly that Nickel Store scoreboard. You can reach that by going to WRHI.com. Right now, J.L. Mann leads Clover 16-7. That game's in the second. It's T.L. Hand on top of Catawba Ridge 14-7. South Point leads Greer 14-3. Louisville leads Rich Spring Minetta 7-0. Clinton over Chester 21-6. Shiraw 7-0 over East Clarendon. Somerville leads 4D 7-0. Sumter leads Asher Ridge 7-0. And it's Greenwood on top of Hillcrest 14-0. Gaffney leads Riverside 7-0. Irmo in a battle with Chapin just 13-7 in the second. Irmo on top. Indyland sets a roll. It's Casilla with the football. Throws the pass. It's going to be caught. And just sitting down. Saquel Patterson saw 3 Trojan players there, and he's making life decisions as he just takes a seat.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one there. He was about to be lit up like a crash test dummy on that play. But I did get confirmation. That last touchdown, that Wildcat with Zamir Gordon-Miles, all the Northwestern defensive linemen in, that is officially called the Turtle Package. So we'll have to keep that in mind if we see that a little bit later in the season or in this game.
Second down and 4 for the Warriors. 2 receivers to the top side. 1 running back is Horton in the backfield. They give it off. Jamal Horton dives for the 28-yard line. It'll be 3rd down and 2 for the Warriors. They trail Northwestern 21-6.
Yeah, 8 guys packed in the box for the Trojans. Credit Jeremiah Cannon on the tackle.
Trojans subbing some players out. They're on top 21-6. Indyland, a critical 3rd down call here. trying to stay in this game. As it's shotgun for Casilla. A heavy cadence on this third and two call. Now coming up, changing the play. Game clock's at 10. Play clock's down to 4. It's at 3. Snaps it out. Gives it off to Horton. Horton bouncing to the outside. He gets the first. Hard running by Jamal Horton. He needed 2. He got 4. And the Warriors move the sticks.
Yeah, good tough running. And credit big Curtis Sullivan up front for the Warriors. Clearing that path out of the A gap. And just putting one of those Ninja Turtles on roller skates there.
Clock down to 9:44 to go in the second quarter. It's 21-6. Northwestern leading Indian Land. Second round of the 5A Division II playoffs here at District 3 Stadium.
Indian Land kind of taking their time.
Yeah, smart thing to do. You limit Northwestern's opportunities to score. You want to shorten this game. Casino throw the football. Too tall for his intended receiver. He was looking on the outside for Lavoris. Lucas couldn't get it to him. It'll be second 10 with 9:20 to go in the quarter.
Lucas with a couple of big receptions and a touchdown last week for Indian Land, but nice coverage on the play by one of the captains for the Trojans, Jace Joseph, out there disrupting the play.
So second down and 10 now for the Warriors. I see a walking back looking to get the play call. On a second down and 10. Snap it out. Casilla to throw the football. Sits back in the pocket. The pass is incomplete. Looking for his intended receiver. That was number 41, Isaac Craven, the tight end. Now it's third down and 10.
And Khalil Williamson right there in Craven's back pocket. Just kind of jumped on him there, forcing him to the ground right as the ball got there. Nice job. That's a second good pass breakup by Khalil Williamson, the sophomore defensive back for the Trojans this game.
Third down and 10 now for the Warriors.
While they're getting the play in, hello to Florey Hooper, a longtime Trojan fan living in the shadows of District 3.
Anyone's going to have to take a timeout here. Play clock is at 3. They will. Time on the field will do it as well. This is High School Football OTS Sports Network.
After all the preparing of a holiday feast, make dessert a piece of cake, literally. Order a custard pie or cake from Witt's Frozen Custard this year. All your family with a treat they'll want to eat. Witt's Frozen Custard, scooping fresh flavors daily. Now open in Rock Hill.
Always there, supporting the communities they serve.
At every single gathering, someone from York Electric was in the audience, you know, cheering us on and also just being a good listener and being supportive.
Providing affordable, reliable, and safe energy. York Electric Cooperative.
The YMCA of Upper Palmetto has a story to tell.
It raised over $700,000 in financial assistance for those in need and in youth programs and camp.
Your story begins today. Go to YMCAUP.org.
Do it. You won't regret it.
.9-12 to go in the second quarter. Northwestern leading the Indian Land Warriors by a score of 21-6. Indian Land with a football, third and 10 call from their own 32-yard line. Kind of put together a first down here. Casillo go empty, or excuse me, he'll go one running back. That'll be Horton. Three receivers nearest us. Looking to throw the football. Airs it out towards the sideline. Is incomplete. Nowhere near his intended receiver. Just threw it out of bounds. It'll be fourth down. Warriors have to punt it away.
Yeah, Kusia, he didn't have a good field of vision down there. It was Nolan McKinnon rushing in from one of the linebacker positions, just leaping in the air, preventing Kusia from seeing his receiver and where he was at. Very lucky for Indian Land that one wasn't picked off.
Time to punt the football. Frew comes up. It's blocked! Picked up by Northwestern. Going to be taken back for a touchdown. Doing it is Cam Vance. He returns it, trying to get who got the block there, but Northwestern blocks the punt as it was, Frew was in trouble immediately. And Northwestern had four defenders back there. It's Cam Vance who gets it into the end zone for a Trojan special teams touchdown.
I want to say that was Tamarion Watkins back there with the block
it
on
was.
The punt. Busting through the A-gap and just swatting that ball down. And Trojans, they get on the ball in the end zone again.
Special team score for Northwestern. Auto attempt the extra points, Matthew Fish. Polk to hold it. Snap good. Polk gets it down. Kick is up, and it's true. 28-6 Northwestern leads. 8:57 to go in the second. High school football, OTS Sports Network.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Hey, football fans, call your local Auto Owners insurance agents, Tim or Mark Sturgis, at 803-366-7244.
This year, get your holiday event catered by Sweet Caroline's. Try their traditional barbecue or pick between prime rib or smoked ham, plus all the southern fixings like collards, sweet potatoes, mac and cheese, and more. Sweet Caroline's in McConnell's off Chester Highway.
Dale Private Investigations can help you in your time of need. Recently named the area's top private investigator, they specialize in domestic disputes and child custody. They routinely work with most of the area's top attorneys. Just call Coach Darrell at 242-0195.
Six Northwestern leading after a blocked punt by Tamarian Watkins is picked up and Cam Vance takes it in. That's two juniors who will be the leaders on this Northwestern team next year, combining for a six-point play for Northwestern as they lead Indyland 28-6. And you feel like the Warriors are on the cusp. Got to have something on this drive here as they trail now by three scores. Northwestern will get the ball to start the second half. Matthew Fish approaches the football. Kicks it, going to be taken in the end zone. So it'll be first and 10 Warriors from their own 20-yard line. 8:57 to go in the second quarter, Matt.
Well, for Indian Land, they've proven two things. They did that in the first quarter. One, that they could stop Northwestern. They did force a punt. Also, that they can get down the field and score, which they did pretty easily through the ground and then finally on the air, or through the air. But Indian Land, they can play. They can be competitive, so they need to keep their wits about them. Keep pushing, maybe get a clock-eating drive here that puts some points on the board, and they're right back in this thing.
Empty formation, Sequel Patterson in at quarterback with five wide receivers on the field. Patterson going to throw a screen pass in the dirt. Incomplete. It'll be second down and 10. And I think Cassie is going to come back out. I think they tried to catch Northwestern sleeping.
Now, Patterson, he does have the ability, you know, it appears to be a wildcat, but he can throw the ball downfield. He can stretch it. So not a bad wrinkle thrown in or a try to get something going here for the Indian Land Warriors.
So Cassia comes in. 15 on the play clock, and Indian Land huddles up. Now they're breaking the huddle as we approach 10 on the play clock. Cassia comes set in the gun from the 20-yard line. Horton beside him, fakes it, pump fakes, throws the football, nearly picked off. Not sure who was. I think he was looking for Patterson there, but overthrew him. Now it's third down and 10. So here you go again, a third and long situation.
Pass falls incomplete.
High school football is brought to you by Therrell Private Investigations. With 24 years of service to York County, TherrellPrivateInvestigations.com. By Sweet Caroline's Barbecue, food, family, and friends, and Counseling Services of Lancaster. Prevention, treatment, recovery, CounselingServicesOfLancaster.org.
Good folks over there.
They are.
Their director's a smoke show.
That's what I've been told, and
yeah,
I agree.
It's my wife, so don't be calling. Don't be trying to tell on me on Twitter or something.
Pass complete to Patterson. Makes a great catch. Just a great route. Ran it right at the first down marker. Came back and got it for a gain of 12 and a first.
Good. I think that was a good design curl route on the outside for Sequel Patterson coming back to get that football. And that first down is exactly what the doctor ordered here for the Indian Land Warriors.
First and 10 Warriors from the 31. A big third down conversion for Cassia in this Warrior offense. Cassia goes gun, looks to throw it, quickly throws on the outside. It's incomplete. Too tall for his intended receiver. He had pressure right away. Dimitri Putnam was greeting him in the backfield.
Yeah, nice swim move put on the offensive lineman in front of Dimitri Putnam there, getting back in Cassia's face, doing a little breath check on him.
Be a second down and 10 for the Warriors. It's got a very chilly night, 41 degrees right now on the field.
This is the time for these big offensive linemen to show their mettle.
Snap it out. It's a gift to Horton. Horton looking for running room, not going to find much. Cam McGill was there. Also, Denaje McMullen on the stop. I see Andre Pickett at the bottom. Crab Horton for a gain of only a yard. To be third down and nine.
Yeah, that's got to be McMullen's fourth or fifth tackle there at the line of scrimmage so far this game. He's playing lights out for the Trojans.
Clock at 8 minutes to go, rolling 28-6. Northwestern leading this game. They've scored on every one of their drives, only had it three times. The other touchdown came on a blocked punt. You see it going gun. Horton beside him. Garcia snaps it out, looks to throw the football, quickly fires it, passes, caught right at the first down marker. Again, running the route perfectly. It was number 40 making the reception. We'll see the call. It's at the first. Is it going to be enough? Yep. They're going to move the sticks. Again, on third long for the second consecutive time, Warriors get a conversion for big yardage. Casilla goes shotgun, four wide receivers, looks to throw the screen to the outside, looking for running room, finally complete this. The catch is made by Lavoris Lucas. He ends up getting three out of it, bring up second down and seven.
Yeah, nice little flare route in the far side flats by Lucas. Reel that ball in for some kind of gain there. Casilla was rushed with that pass.
Second down and six now for the Warriors. Northwestern on top 28-6, courtesy of three offensive touchdowns and a block punt returned by Cameron Vance for the score. Second down and six officially. Casilla gives it off to Horton. Horton trying to beat the Trojans on a delay. Not going to work. Northwestern stops him in the backfield for a loss of two. Andre Pickett and Ajay McMullen combined on the stop. But here you go again. This is the money down for Indian Land. Third, and it'll be eight officially. They've already had a third down and 10 conversion and a third down and nine on this drive.
Yeah, both on the same play. A little out route in the near side flats to Sequel Patterson. On that last play, Northwestern brought six. They put a double A-gap blitz with the two up linebackers there. And six defenders on five offensive linemen. That math ain't mathing.
Third down and eight. Casilla going gun. Four wide receivers. Three of them near us. Set to throw the football. Trojans bringing pressure. Dumping it out towards the sideline. Nearly intercept. Now flag comes in. Going to get a pass interference, I believe. Khalil Williamson and Jace Joseph combined. It was intended for Lavoris Lucas. I think they're getting Northwestern for PI.
Yeah, Lucas, he was just sandwiched in between those two defenders there. And they both got about 4 inches on Lucas, who comes in at about 5'7". So it could have been easily defended, but I think they both made contact at the same time. That's what they're going to get the Trojans on. That's exactly what the call is going to be, a pass interference. And that's going to move the ball down to the Trojan 42. So nice drive developing for Indian Land.
Indian Land needed this, and it's happening right now. They trailed 28-6, had to have a drive here midway through the second quarter. Casilla going gun with four wide receivers. Looking to throw the football. Trojans bringing pressure, and it's nearly intercepted. Casilla threw it off his back foot, and it kind of sailed over his receiver's head.
Yeah, three consecutive third down conversions for Indian Land on this drive. And we talked about what they needed. That's a clock-consuming drive where they're going to end in points, and they're 42 yards away, so still a ways to go on the points part, but they're getting the job done by eating up the clock.
Second down and 10. Four wide receivers. They're both stacked each side. Casilla to throw it. Screen pass again to the outside. It's made by Lavoris Lucas, who's seen a lot of action his way so far. Sets up now third down and five after the five-yard completion.
Lucas does a good job after he gets the ball in his hands of turning and getting downfield and making that football move like they call on Sundays. He's able to look the ball in his hand. He's got an explosive first step once he gets possession of the football.
Now third down and five. Warriors need the 31 to get the first balls. It should be third down and six officially. Ball's on the 37-yard line. Casilla to throw at Northwestern, bringing pressure. Casilla over the middle. This one's nearly picked off. Almost intercepted. Coming up over the top. Northwestern getting his hand on the football.
That was Jace Joseph.
Yeah, got it, broke it up. So now it's fourth down and six. It's kind of that in-between. Too close to punt, too far to kick the field goal, so Indian Land will go for it.
Yeah, this is the playoffs. This is do or die. You know, you don't want to be rolling out the basketballs on Monday morning, so you got to go for it here.
Fourth down and six for Casilla with four wide receivers. Snaps it out, looks to throw. Northwestern shows pressure again. Dumps it out, middle of the field, incomplete. Nowhere near his intended receiver. He just had to dump it out. Northwestern takes over first and ten.
Yeah, awesome coverage downfield by Caleb Singleton, just holding up Saquel Patterson, who I think was going to be the intended receiver from that outside or the inside slot receiver position. But Singleton able to just go step for step with Patterson there. And a turnover on downs, and now the Trojan offense gets back to work.
So first and 10 Northwestern from their own 37-yard line after the defense makes a stop. Trojans will go four wide receivers. Polk is 9 of 9 for 92 yards. Electric start for the senior. Polk sits back to throw it. Finley over the middle. Going down the middle field. It's picked off. Intercepted. Coming down the sideline. Opportunity for a big return. And Polk lights up. I think that's Polk. No, it was one of the Northwestern offensive linemen fired up about the hit.
Yeah, that was Matthew McClellan who just leveled the Indian Land interceptor there.
There is a flag on the sideline. We'll see what this is all about.
That was pretty vicious. I don't think it was helmet to helmet. Trying to get a number on the warrior.
Matthew McClellan, who made the hit.
Yeah, he laid the wood.
So he made the interception. It was intercepted for, it was Omarion Davis who got the pick. It's going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct against Northwestern, maybe taunting against McClellan. That may be what it was. So, wow, what a turn of events. Northwestern went for the jugular. It was underthrown. Indian Land returns it back to the 30-yard line. Then an unsportsmanlike, and they've got it first and goal to 15. Warriors an opportunity to get back in this game.
Certainly do, and again, this is almost like a continuation of the drive, as if they would have converted on that fourth down two plays earlier.
So it'll be a shotgun now for Casilla. Horton beside him. Hands it off. Nowhere to go. Horton, but he makes a man miss. Then he's wrapped up at the line of scrimmage. He had to do a ton of work just to get back to the line. Sets up a second down and nine as we go under 5 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Good sidestep by Horton. He had Demaje McMullen right in his face. He was able to just do a shuffle step to the left to get some kind of yardage. Looks like a pickup of one on first down.
Second down and nine. Casilla going gun. Horton with him. Two wide receivers split out each side. Western nearly jumped. Now a flag comes out. They must have said the Trojan player jumped.
Yeah, a little flinch over there by one of the defensive tackles.
Just get the official call. It is offsides against Northwestern. It'll be a gain of five. Now sets up a second down and four with 4.5 minutes to go in this second quarter of action.
Another costly penalty. You know, that's kind of worrying Coach Wofford on his sideline. Second down, 5 to go.
Second down and four now, Warriors. 4:20, clock moving to go in this second quarter. Casilla going shotgun, two wide outs each side, set to throw the football. Here comes pressure. Throws it in the back of the end zone. Catch is made. Did he hang on? No, incomplete. Looking for Patterson. He could not hang on to the football. It'll be third down and four now, 4:07 to go in the second quarter.
And three guys over there on Saquel Patterson. But Matt Casilla did a wonderful job of putting that ball where only his receiver could have been able to get that and not throw a pick. And I'm starting to notice the splits on the offensive line for Indian Land. They're getting tighter and tighter and tighter, kind of making a little wedge there in the middle of the field. And I think they're looking and expecting these linebackers for Northwestern to try to get that double A-gap blitz and put that on, and they're trying to prevent that.
Hand off to Horton, going nowhere. He'll lose a couple yards. It's now a decision for Indian Land coach Adam Hastings. You're down three touchdowns. Do you go forward here with the ball this deep in Trojan territory? You tip the field goal. You're still down three possessions.
Yeah, I think I'd keep my offense out there.
I definitely would, too.
Yeah, you're down 28-6. You got to try to get something back wherever you can.
Well, you've already had a extra point blocked, and you've had a punt blocked, so you're having trouble controlling a Northwestern special team. So, yeah, I think you go forward here and opt take advantage of that interception. We'll see what the Warriors can do. A fourth down and seven call. Casilla going gun to throw it. Sits back in the pocket. Casilla over the middle, incomplete. Not sure if he and the receiver are not on the same page, but Northwestern takes over first and 10 from the 15-yard, the 13-yard line. Trojan D again holds. It'll be first and 10 Trojans with 3:19 to go in the first half.
And that last play, that was the same exact play and the same exact routes that were run by the receivers on the previous fourth down play where Indian Land went for it and it was incomplete, about in the same spot on that formation. But it's the same exact play they ran. That must be their fourth down, their go-to play.
First and 10 Northwestern. They'll go empty as they put a man in motion. Polk sets up the screen. Pass is incomplete. Looking for Daniel Caldwell, and he just dropped the football. Northwestern out of sync now on offense. Last two plays not look very good.
Yeah, Finley Polk, after starting 9 for 9 passing, he's thrown incomplete. Well, an interception and an incompletion his last two passes.
Second down and 10 now from their own 12-yard line. Northwestern leading Indian Land 28-6. Polk puts a man in motion. That's Gordon Miles. Finley to throw it. Fires it to the sideline. Caldwell makes the catch, then makes a man miss. Gets out of the 20. Give a gain of 7. Sets up a third down and 3 for the Trojans.
You can tell how much these defensive backs for Indian Land respect Daniel Caldwell and his speed after the catch. Caldwell caught it, kind of looked the defender in the eye. The defender was waiting to see which direction he was going to shimmy to and try to make the tackle there, allowing him to pick up an extra yard or two.
Polk nearly got the Warriors to jump. Third down and 3. Ball on the 19-yard line. Northwestern needs the 22 to get the first. Trojans taking their time. Play clock is at 9. Now Polk snaps it. It's a keeper by Finley. Polk not going to get anywhere. Just bottled up. Second time tonight, Northwestern's tried that. A QB-designed run on third down, and they stop it. Fourth down, Trojans are going to have to punt it away. Indian Land defense making a stop, two consecutive drives.
And that was Chandler Jones, the senior, back there in Finley Polk's face, taking him down for a loss. So a big stand here by the Warrior defense. And now it's going to be, they're going to get the ball with about a minute 30 left to try to put some points on the board before the half.
Polk will punt it away. Two men back deep will be Patterson. Also going to be Lucas back there. Northwestern's going to run this clock the whole way down and call a timeout. Paige Wofford does. We'll do it as well. This is High School Football OTS Sports Network.
Here's Beth Gent, peer support specialist with Counseling Services of Lancaster.
I had to get to the point where I really hit my rock bottom. That is what everybody does when you get sick and tired of being in that lifestyle. By working here, I get to show the people that there is hope on the other side of this, that life is good in recovery. I will tell them that it's not always easy, but it's worth it.
Prevention, treatment, recovery. CounselingServicesofLancaster.org.
Your Medicare coverage should fit your life, and at Senior Benefit Center, they'll make sure you're on the right path with the four C's: coverage, cost, convenience, and customer service. Stop by today. Senior Benefit Center, 147 Hurlong Avenue, Rock Hill.
Ooh, ow!
Be sure Santa gets a merry welcome this holiday by having Old Spike in a fenced backyard, not guarding the fireplace. Visit Stand Strong Fencing of Rock Hill on Facebook so we can help.
A good boy!
Fourth down at 8, 106 seconds remaining in the first half. Chris Miller, Matt Harris, the coach, Brian Smith here with you. Polk to kick it away for Northwestern. It's going to bounce up and hit a, actually that's Patterson again, just making the catch off the hop in traffic, and that's so dangerous, but he able to corral it.
It's like that scene in Austin Powers that I too love to live dangerously. He likes to watch those punts bounce. I don't get it. It makes me nervous every time he does that.
Maybe his middle name's Danger. You know, he was Austin Danger Powers, Sequel
Danger Patterson.
I like it. Kind of has a ring to it. First to 10 Warriors at the 38 of Northwestern. 99 seconds remaining in the first half. Casita throw complete to Lucas. Lucas spins his way. Going to be brought down right at the 29. Indian Land does have just the one timeout.
Yeah, that's going to be a first down. He got to.
Oh, well. No, it'd be second down.
I'm sorry.
Clock ticking down, 1:23 and moving. Inland's got to move pretty quick here. Just the one timeout. Casita throw it again, working towards the sideline. It's intercepted! Racing down the sideline! Going to go untouched! 10, 5 into the end zone. Touchdown, Northwestern Trojans. How about it, Josh Singleton, an 82-yard pick six.
And just the spark that the Trojans needed, Josh Singleton, the junior defensive back, reading that play. It was the same pattern, the same pass route that he got burned on the previous play, and he read that perfectly, made the adjustment, able to grab that ball out of the air and rush down 71 yards for the touchdown.
Killer play. If you're Indian Land, you're thinking you're going in to make it a two-possession game. Northwestern says nope. High snap. The kick is up. Polk. What an awesome job Finley Polk does to get the snap down. It was airmailed. He went up, got it, laid it down, and Fish kicked the extra point. 35-6 Northwestern leads. This is High School Football OTS Sports Network.
Could your holiday use a bit more cheer? Want to bring some fa-la-la to family gatherings? Know someone in need of a bit more ahs? This season, adding some extra ho-ho-ho to any holiday gathering is as easy as adding ice-cold Coke to your cart. Coca-Cola, real magic.
I'm Forrest with the Law Offices of Wilkerson, Jones, and Wilkerson. It's football season, so please be responsible after upcoming cookouts and tailgates. But if you or someone you know is in a wreck, contact our team to help you. We're big enough to fight, but small enough to care. FCWLaw.com.
Bring your crew together with McDonald's 40-piece chicken nugget deal for $11.99. They'll dig it, or should we say dip it, into all the great sauces. Barbecue, sweet and sour, honey mustard, spicy buffalo, and ranch. Snag a bag at Mickey D's, only at participating locations. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
District 3 Stadium plays Chris Miller, Matt Hires, and Coach Brian Smith. Pick six by Josh Singleton. That was really never in doubt. And once he made the catch, it was just a sprint down the sideline. And he takes it in, and that makes it a 35-6 game. So what a change. That quick, Matt Harris.
Yes, it was. And it looked like some life was being breathed into the Indian Land Warriors. And just like that, the Trojans D took it away.
Fish to kick it off, puts his foot into this one. Going to be taken to the 2-yard line, opportunity for a return. Getting across the 20, going to be corralled and brought out of bounds at the 24. And it'll be interesting to see what Coach Adam Hastings does here on this possession. You've got one timeout, 52 seconds left. Northwestern gets the ball to start the second half, but, you know, your defense hasn't played terribly. You've only allowed Northwestern's offense to put 21 points on the board.
Yeah.
But your special teams has given up a touchdown on the blocked punt, and then your offense gave one up on the pick six.
Well, I think as fired up as this Northwestern defense is after that pick six, I'd probably call a screen pass, some kind of high percentage pass here for Garcia.
Garcia hands it off to Horton. Well, that's what he's going to do. Gives it off. Horton runs for a gain of a couple before he's brought down. Looks like Indian Land may be content and taking this to the half. Trailing 35-6. Northwestern does get the ball to start the second half.
They certainly do, and we want to remind everyone to stay tuned for highlights and scores from tonight's playoff games, all coming up on the AirTech Heating and Air Halftime Report.
Play clock's at 23, game clock at 27. Indian Land, unless they bust a big player, this may be the last snap of the first half. Garcia goes shotgun, two wide outs split each side. Play clock's at 10, snap it out. Garcia wants to throw the football. Cox's arm fires, gets it out to a receiver, steps out of bounds. That may not be what Adam Hastings wanted there, because now you're third and seven. You got to run a play, so you go incomplete here, but Northwestern called timeout and forced you to punt it. If I'm Coach Wofford, I do that. And I bring the house and try to block you. You've already blocked one.
Yeah, you certainly do. And you got to think, if you're Adam Hastings, hey, you're trying to preserve that one last timeout in case you break something big here. So not a completely out of the question play there by stepping out of bounds by Lucas.
Third down and four to give to Horton. Horton's going to run up the middle. Horton has a big seam. Horton across the 45 and is brought down there.
Now you hit that timeout, Coach Hastings.
I don't think so. I think he's going to just take it to the half. When you're running a delay, yeah, it's going to take it to the half. They're not going to get another snap off. We go to the break. 35-6 Northwestern leads at halftime. Chuck Roberts standing by with your AirTech Heating and Air Halftime Report. Again, Northwestern on top, 35-6. This is High School Football OTS Sports. Welcome back to District 3 Stadium. Daniel Caldwell looks to be okay. Looks like something with his right arm. Looks like he'll be able to come off. That right arm, he's favoring it as he comes off. But Northwestern will come out first and 10. C.J. Broughton will take his place. They come out. So it's not a big drop-off when you could bring in a college wide receiver to replace a North-South wide receiver. C.J. Broughton, of course, headed to UNC Pembroke. So he first and 10 Trojans at the 22-yard line. Polk going shotgun. Zymir Gordon-Miles to his right. Finley takes it. Hands it off. Gordon-Miles across the 20 to the 17-yard line. Give him a gain of 4 yards. Trojans will have it second down and 6.
And one thing we noticed when Caldwell was over there on the sidelines, Zymir Gordon-Miles, he was the one kind of standing over him. He was the one most concerned. They kind of had to pull him away. It's good to see a sophomore like that showing that kind of leadership and care about his teammates.
Polk going gun again. It's a give Gordon-Miles. Gordon-Miles has ahead his team. 10, 5, into the end zone, touchdown. Northwestern, second play of the second half. Gordon-Miles goes in, and the Trojans make it 42-6, or 41-6, extra point pending to make it 42. Gordon-Miles, that's his third touchdown of the night on the ground.
Yeah, touchdown number 13 on the ground, 15 total for the season. Zymir Gordon-Miles, a full head of steam there, and two plays into the second half, another 6 on the board for Northwestern.
Fish on to attempt the extra point. Kick is up. It's true. 42-6 Trojans lead. This is High School Football OTS Sports Network.
The Lancaster County Water and Sewer District is proud to support our Lancaster County football teams as they take the field each week. At LCWSD, Andrews Jackson, Buford, Indian Land, and Lancaster High School are all winners in our book. Lancaster County Water and Sewer. Quality on tap. Our commitment, our profession.
Could your holiday use a bit more cheer? Want to bring some fa-la-la to family gatherings? Know someone in need of a bit more ahs? This season, adding some extra ho-ho-ho to any holiday gathering is as easy as adding ice-cold Coke to your cart. Coca-Cola, real magic.
Insurance is as unique as a fingerprint. No two policies look the same. Trust Saverance Insurance Agency to protect your most valuable assets with a policy that meets your needs and your budget. Let the Saverance Agency help you. InsuranceInRockHill.com.
District 3 State is Blaze Northwestern leading this game over Indian Land by a score of 42-6. Indian Land will get the football back, but trailing. And, you know, if you're Indian Land right now, you got to think of, you know, how do you just manufacture something. This game, keep in mind, it was 21-6. Indian Land was driving to get back in this game. They had to punt the football. Northwestern blocks the punt and runs it back. Then they start driving again. Northwestern then gets a pick six after Indiana got an interception of their own. Indiana on a return, trying to break free across the 20, finally brought down at the 22. On the return was Patterson. So it'll be first and 10 from the 22-yard line for the Warriors, trailing this game 42-6, 11:08 to go. If you're Northwestern, you're aiming for that one more touchdown. You get another touchdown, and you get up by 42 points. That's a running clock the rest of the game. That's what you want. That way you get out of this game injury-free.
Yeah, hopefully, and I'm still trying to get a bead on Daniel Caldwell over on the sideline. I don't see him being attended to at the trainer's table, so he may be okay, just a little shaken up.
First and 10, it's a give up the middle to Horton. Horton will get ahead of steam across the 25 to the 28 before he's brought down. Gain of 5 yards, sets up a second down and 5 with 10:59 to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, Horton almost broke it to the second level there, but credit Antavius Ross, the junior outside linebacker, with the tackle for the Trojans.
Second down and 5, Indian Land. It's 42-6 Northwestern on top. Second round of the 5A playoffs. The winner of this game next week, of course, will have a big matchup against the Greenwood Hillcrest winner. Last we checked, Greenwood was on top in that one. Greenwood would come here. The winner of that game would come here. If Northwestern wins, if Indian Land wins, then Indian Land would have to travel. Hand off in the middle. Nothing going for Horton. Going to be stopped in the backfield for a loss of 4 yards.
Yeah, that's Cam McFadden shooting in from that linebacker position out of the B-gap blitz that time from the far side linebacker spot. That is his third tackle for a loss this ball game.
Now third down and 9 for the Warriors. Casilla going in the gun. Northwestern showing all kinds of pressure here. Will they back out or will they bring it? Play clock is at 10. Because he has Horton with him. He's changing the play at the line. 4 wide receivers. Play clock's at 5. Make it 4. It's at 3. Here they come. Northwestern bringing that pressure. Casilla dumps it out down the middle of the field. And it's going to be deflected away. Nearly intercepted. Casilla underthrew it. He was looking in the direction of Saquel Patterson, but underthrown badly. And Indiana have to punt, but there's an injured Trojan player down. We'll take a break. This is High School Football OTS Sports Network.
Bring your crew together with McDonald's 40-piece chicken nugget deal for $11.99. They'll dig it, or should we say dip it, into all the great sauces. Barbecue, sweet and sour, honey mustard, spicy buffalo, and ranch. Snag a bag at Mickey D's. Only at participating locations.
This is Mike from Imperial Pool and Spas with Christmas gift ideas for all year long. Barrett, tell us about Dolphin robotic cleaners.
They're Bluetooth adaptable, self-contained, and automatically clean your pool's floor, side, and waterline without water power.
See us for big clearance savings this Christmas at Imperial Pools, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill.
I'm Forrest with the Law Offices of Wilkerson, Jones, and Wilkerson. It's football season, so please be responsible after upcoming cookouts and tailgates. But if you or someone you know is in a wreck, contact our team to help you. We're big enough to fight, but small enough to care. FCWlaw.com.
Punting time for Indian Land. Going to be taken by Spurgeon of Northwestern. Going to be slung down at the 36-yard line. So the Trojans will have it first and 10, 9:32 to go in this football game. The injured Trojan player was Cam McFadden. Fortunate for Northwestern, he's able to get up and jog off the field. So two scary potential injuries for Northwestern seem to not be much of an issue. And we'll say, I believe Daniel Caldwell is actually back out on the field.
Yeah, but both of those kind of
matter. No, he's not. C.J. Broughton's in. Check that.
Kind of made the Trojans hold their breath there. Maybe they'll hold Caldwell out the rest of this contest.
Pole goes shotgun, sends a man in motion. It's a push past that direction, looking for Cam McFadden, who's lassoed and brought down. Actually, Cam McFadden, check that's Cameron Vance. That was Jaden Nichols, and he'll lose about 6 yards on that play.
Yeah, and that was big Mike Foster, the junior defensive lineman, getting back there in the tackle for a loss for Indian Land.
Loss of 3 yards. And they only say it's minus 3, fortunately. So second down and 13 for Northwestern. Shotgun formation for Polk. Checks the sideline. It'll be Zymer Gordon-Miles set up to his left. Gordon-Miles pretty much going exclusively at running back tonight. I haven't seen any of Quay Mobley. Nigel Smith, I think, was in one possession. Northwestern setting to throw the football. Nearly intercepted again.
Caleb. Yeah, Polk, it looked like he was looking for... He was looking for Cameron Vance there on a quick little slant route from a slot receiver position. But the linebacker, trying to get a number there, looked like Samuel Acedo for the Indian Land Warriors, getting right in the way and almost picking that one off.
So it's third down and 13 now for Northwestern. Set to throw the football's Polk. Polk sets up the screen. Zymer Gordon-Miles makes the catch. He's got some blockers. Gordon Miles making men miss. Gordon Miles spins his way forward for the first. What a great individual effort by Gordon Miles to get the first down. And Trojans move the sticks, courtesy again of Gordon Miles. He had some blockers out there, but he was really doing the work himself.
Yeah, incredible job, but good job by Elijah Profiter getting out there and making a big block for the Trojans.
It's another gift to Gordon Miles. Big head of steam. Gordon Miles to the outside. With blockers, spins his way across the 40 to the 38-yard line. A gain of 12, another Trojan first.
And a good open field tackle there by Noah Terry, coming up from his safety position to finally make the stop on Zymer Gordon-Miles.
So first and 10 Trojans out of the 38-yard line. They lead at 42-6 again, aiming to get up by 42. That starts at running clock, which would give them the opportunity to get out of this game quicker. Indian Land trying to thwart that any way they can. Polk goes shotgun. It's a little push pass outside of Gordon Miles. Nothing going. Great stop in the backfield. Indian Land, two defenders coming through making the stop right at the line of scrimmage. Making the hit in the backfield was Liam Steven, also back there with Leonard Goeth.
Yeah, Leonard Goeth, he was the defensive player of the game, the Air Tech Heating and Air defensive player of the game last week for Indian Land.
And Northwestern had men moving early there, so it'll back them up. So instead of second 11, it's going to end up being a second down and 16.
Yeah, but Goethe, he's got a motor that won't quit for Indian Land. He was making hits all over the field against Eastside, and now he's finally getting into this game. I think that was the first time we've called his name this contest.
Second down and 17 now. Polk, two wide receivers split each side. Gordon Miles in the backfield, 7:22 on the clock to go in this third quarter. Check that Nichols Store scoreboard after this play. Polk in the shotgun, taking his time, snaps it out. It's another gift to Gordon Miles. Gordon Miles pulls through a couple tackles. Zymer Gordon Miles to the 33-yard line. give him a gain of 8 yards, sets up a third down and 7 for the Trojans.
And that was just the Trojans taking what Indian Land was giving them. Indian Land dropped 8 back in coverage on that play. They had 6 defensive backs out there, only rushing 3 down linemen on that play. So, hey, Finley Polk checked it down and said, hey, let's just hand it off to through the A-gap.
Third down and 6 for the Trojans. They'll go 5 wide receiver look for Polk. Polk checks the sideline, and Indian, thought they jumped. They do not jump. Went into the neutral zone, but got his way back. Polk goes shotgun, wants to throw it. Finley over the middle, catch is made. Cam Vance, look at the hands, just brings it down. And just a nice, easy pass by Polk that Vance grabs it with those strong hands.
Oh, and we get an official down.
Ooh, yeah, we do. Gain of 7, a Trojan first. But, yeah, the official seated right down at the 22-yard line. Took a pretty difficult hit.
Yeah, they're going to bring the training staff out and check on him here.
Take a break. This is High School Football OTS Sports Network.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Call Steve Mellon of Mellon Insurance Solutions on Congress Street in York, 628-7591.
I'm Brenda Brandon with Double B Graphics. Looking to personalize your holiday gifts this year? We have you covered, from cups and mugs to decor signs and apparel. We've got ideas for that hard-to-shop-for teen with local school gear. Double B beside the QT on Heckle Boulevard.
The Google reviews are in at IDEO Imports West.
The best place to go if you want honesty and someone who will help you when you need it. I bought 2 cars from them and won't ever go anywhere else.
IDEO Imports West with a 4.7 Google review. Call 366-2890.
Good news for the official. He's able to walk off the field, but I think his evening may be over.
Yeah, favoring his left hip there, and it looks like we're going to go with a 4-man crew here from this point forward in the contest.
That will be 1st and 10 Northwestern. Ball at the 25-yard line, 42-6 football game. Polk in the shotgun, 3 receivers to the top side. Tadera Knox by himself nearest us. Polk to throw it, sits back in the pocket. Polk over the middle, and that's going to be easily a pass interference as Tadera Knox was just mugged. So it'll be Northwestern will get a 1st down off that.
Yeah, one of the defensive backs for Indian Land. He had a handful of jersey and then a handful of arm, trying to turn Knox around there, but that's exactly what that play is going to be. So, let's see how they're going to mark this off. This is going to be a 1st down for the Trojans.
So take it down. It should be from get you down to around the 12-yard line. So it'll be a 1st down for Northwestern. 6:05 to go in the quarter. Polk to throw it. It's a jump ball going for Knox. Knox goes up, makes the catch. No, he dropped it.
Yeah, it was in the near side corner of the end zone. Just a jump ball between Knox and the defender for Indian Land, but the ball fell harmlessly to the turf.
5:58 to go in the third quarter. It's 42-6 Northwestern on top. Trying to get on top by that 42-point score to get the running clock going. It's a give up the middle. Zymir Gordon-Miles runs into a host of defenders. Is brought down after a gain of 2. So now be 3rd down and 8 for the Trojans.
Great tackle by Damian Hernandez, the senior linebacker for Indian Land, sticking his helmet right in Zymir Gordon-Miles' chest there, driving him back.
3rd down and 8 for Northwestern. It's a 42-6 game. Northwestern trying to dial up a play here. Despite the fact they have 42 points, the offense has struggled at times tonight in comparison to what they've done in previous games.
Yeah, some self-inflicted, some just good defense.
Polk sits back in the pocket, throws the pass, catch is made. It's Knox. Knox at the 10. Knox diving towards the 8, but you're going to be short of the 1st down, but I think they're going to get it. I think there's going to be a roughing the passer thrown in the backfield here, Matt. It's thrown right at Polk. Yeah, it is roughing the passer, so you'll get the completion and half the distance of the goal. So it'll be 1st and goal at the 4-yard line for Northwestern.
Yeah, he took a lick from Mike Foster back there in the backfield. Foster's momentum just carried him into Polk. He was excited. He thought he was going to be able to get a big sack there, but think that is going to be the initial call here. The four remaining officials are going to get together and talk about this. And that's exactly what it was.
The initial indication is a personal foul, roughing the passer.
So that's going to move the ball probably half the distance to the goal line. It's going to result in a first down now for the Northwestern. First and goal from the 4.5.
So first and goal Northwestern at the 4-yard line. Polk goes gun. Gordon Miles with him still in the backfield. Looking to throw the football. It's a fade in the corner of the end zone going up. Cam Vance looks for it. It's incomplete. Threw it out of bounds. Not a great throw by Finley Polk there. So set up a second down and 4.
Just trying to set up one of those jump balls, but just kind of overthrew his receiver. And I'm wondering, I mean, there's been about a 25-degree temperature shift since the last time the Trojans played football. I wonder if that has anything to do with maybe the throwing, maybe the off timing, something, or maybe it's the three-week layoff that's affecting them so poorly on offense.
So it's a second down and goal from the 4 as Polk goes shotgun, puts a man out in motion. Snap it out. It's a give going to a keeper by Polk. Polk lowers his shoulder. Polk stymied inside the 1. So it'll be third down and goal at the 1-yard line for Northwestern. Here they come.
Here comes the turtle package.
The turtle package comes in. And here's what we talk about. In addition to the Ninja Turtles, you also have into the game. They'll line up Zymir Gordon-Miles and the Wildcat. He'll go. Gordon-Miles follows blockers into the end zone. Touchdown. Northwestern Trojans. The turtle package is 3 for 3 on the season. And when they just lined the 4 Ninja Turtles of Greer, McMullen, Putnam, and Pickett, also joining them back there is DJ Knox Dowling, as well as the 5 offensive linemen, and then he just snapped it to Gordon Miles. I mean, I don't know how you stop that.
Yeah, and that was the Najee McMullen with the lead block on that play, just clearing a path.
On to attempt the extra point is up, and it's true by Northwestern. Matthew Fish does it. 49-6, Trojans lead it. This is High School Football OTS Sports Network.
I'm Dr. Alex with Burrow, Welchel, and Culp Orthodontics, and we know that braces are a big decision. Our doctors will always listen and offer honest advice because to us, you're not just a patient, you're family. Your first consult is free, so check out bwcortho.com.
I'm Alton Hyatt. See us for probate, estate planning, and wills at Alton Hyatt Law Firm. We have been advising area residents for over 3 decades, and we're ready to help you.
Contact Alton Hyatt Law Firm of Rock Hill. The time to prepare for tomorrow is today.
I'm Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Start saving money now by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Holidays are quickly approaching. Is your home holiday ready? Well, Rock Hill Ace Hardware has everything to get your home in tip-top shape, including great paints by Royal and Benjamin Moore. Nothing brightens up a room better than a fresh coat of paint. Ace, the helpful place on Cherry Road.
Welcome back to District 3 Stadium. Northwestern leading Indian Land 49-6. After another touchdown run by Zymir Gordon-Miles. What a night Gordon Miles is having. Kickoff, opportunity for return. Hit and dropped at the 20-yard line. And it'll be first and 10 Warriors, but we will have a running clock for the rest of the game. That's South Carolina High School League rules.
Yeah, clock continuing to click down. Under 4 minutes here in the third quarter.
Yeah, so these last few minutes are going to go really quick now. So if you're Indian Land, you just want to try to get something positive over these last 15 minutes of real time.
And maybe get some seniors in there, some guys you want to send off with some playing time. But, of course, you want to make it competitive and put some more points on the board.
So first and 10, Casilla. Handoff up the middle. The pile pushes forward for about a gain of 5 as Horton carries it. So it'll set up a second down and 4. High school football. Brought to you by your friends at Sturgis Beatty Insurance, locally owned to serve you, 366-7244, by Double B Graphics, your custom and corporate apparel supplier, and AirTech Heating and Air. No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And Antavius Ross, the junior, in on that last tackle for Northwestern on Horton.
Snap it out, another give to Horton. Horton tries to stretch it to the outside. Northwestern slams the door on that. Horton will dive forward for a couple. Of course, Northwestern will take on the winner of Greenwood Hillcrest. That game will be here next Friday night.
And Greenwood, sneaky good. Sneaky good. They beat Hillcrest by 3 touchdowns earlier this year, and now they get the rematch there tonight. Looks like it may be Greenwood coming up this way next week.
Greenwood's on top 21-7 that game at the half. Third down and 2 call for the Warriors. Snap it out. Casilla to throw the ball. Goes over the middle. Incomplete. And a flag comes in. Probably can throw it to be a pass interference.
Yeah, it looked like Lucas got mugged by one of these defensive backs of the Trojans. Well, no, it's on the far side of the field. Maybe he was coming out of his stance and got hailed a little bit.
Maybe it could be a legal man downfield. Yeah, far side of the field. That's a difficult call for that official to make from his vantage point of pass interference. Could be. It's thrown in the area, and they think they're going to.
It is.
It's a legal man. They're going to ask against.
Whoa.
Yeah, it can't be against. Legal man downfield can't be against Northwestern. They're on defense. I think they're trying to find out from Coach Wofford, what do you want? It's going to be, do you want to push him back? Or he said, do you want to push him back, or do you want to take the play? Waiting on the call. He's asking his defensive coordinator. He asked.
He's going to go ahead and decline it.
Yeah, I had to ask Mario Donato, what do you want to do? And Donato wanted to decline it, so it'll be fourth down and 2, a decision for Coach Adam Hastings. And what that did, that actually ran about a minute of clock off in that discussion, Matt.
Yeah, we're down under a minute to go here in the third quarter, and now Indian Land, they're going to elect to go ahead and put this football away if they can get it off before the end of the third quarter.
Play clock has yet to start. It's 40 seconds. Actually, they may not. Now it does. They said they will actually have to snap it. Now Indian Land is jogging their offense on now. So I'm not sure what this is. They jogged their offense on. Now they're going to back into punt formation.
Yeah, they did this a little earlier in the game where they bunched up there at the line of scrimmage and then fanned out into the punt formation.
High snap. It gets off a decent punt. Spurgeon going to take it. Spurgeon's hit. And, yeah, it's going to be blown up. They're going to – that'll be a penalty. And that'll be kick-catch interference.
Wow.
And he was absolutely blown up after he called for a fair catch. But I send us to the fourth quarter. After 3 from District 3, it's 49-6 Northwestern leads. This is high school football on the OTS Sports Network.
May I have your attention, please?
KFC now has brand new original recipe tenders. And wait for it. They're double breaded. That's right. Original recipe tenders at KFC. It's the crunch you crave with the iconic original recipe you love. For just $5, get a 3-piece original recipe tenders with an individual fry and 2 dipping sauces. Try our brand new comeback dipping sauce, a zesty, peppery southern style sauce that combines mayonnaise, ketchup, and other savory flavors for a taste you'll come back for. It's the all new original recipe tenders at your local KFC.
Always there supporting the communities they serve.
At every single gathering, someone from York Electric was in the audience, you know, cheering us on and also just being a good listener and being supportive.
Providing affordable, reliable, and safe energy. York Electric Cooperative.
The YMCA of Upper Palmetto has a story to tell.
I've been a member of the Y for over 30 years. It's wonderful, and it's kept me going.
Your story begins today. Go to YMCAUP.org.
Do it. You won't regret it.
Start of the fourth quarter here at District 3 Stadium. Make sure, of course, you tune in to WRHI tomorrow morning, the season finale of the Gardner's Bench.
That is right. The season finale of the world-famous Gardner's Bench.
Matt Hires will be producing as usual. David Rector, Steve Crump, the award-winning host, tomorrow morning, 8:30.
One of the gardening shows in South Carolina that talks about anything but gardening. Sometimes. We'll throw some sod and some information in there. But it is entertaining.
Mosquitoes, too. McCree Knight in the quarterback for Northwestern now. Knight takes it, gives it off Nigel Smith, who is lassoed and brought down for a loss of a yard. Sets up a second down and 11.
Yeah, credit getting back there in the backfield. Liam Steven. Another sophomore defender here for Indian Land. Indian Land is a young team. the Warriors, they have a bright future. Of course, we talked about Matt Cassia at the quarterback spot. Jamal Horton returning, coming back. Also, Lavoris Lucas, he's also a sophomore. A lot of folks, a lot of young guys on this team. So, future is bright for Owen. Sequel Patterson, yeah, he's a sophomore as well.
McCray Knight set, throws the pass, complete. Catch is made, going down the sideline, still tiptoeing his way. Jashawn Reed, I don't know.
I don't know if he stepped out.
I don't know either. He surely didn't think so, but Jashawn Reed, the official, says he does. Remember, we're down one official.
But I'll tell you what, Evan Harrison just de-cleated one of the Indian Land Warriors on the sideline. A great block there, just flat-backed him on this near side sideline.
Northwestern does have some talent back on the offensive side of the ball next year. When you look at Nigel Smith, you have Evan Harrison. Your whole stable of running backs is back. Jashawn Reed looks to be a very talented receiver. Of course, Xavier Means and McCree Knight back at quarterback. Handoff up the middle, not going much going for Nigel Smith on third and a yard.
Yeah, Cameron Vance is back. Zamir Gordon-Miles. And you're only losing, looks like, Matthew McClellan off the starting offensive line. And according to Coach Brian Smith over here, our statistician, there are some huge, huge sides of beef coming up on that offensive line in North, for Northwestern.
Fourth down and two, under 10 minutes to play in this game. Northwestern leading in 49-6. They'll move on to the third round of the playoffs with a host, the Greenwood Hillcrest winner, currently Greenwood leading that game. It's a give, bouncing to the outside. Cannot make it. Nigel Smith brought down on fourth and two, so the Warriors make the stop.
Yeah, outstanding play there for, that was Amarion Davis, one of the senior leaders for this Indian Land Warrior team.
He's fired up about that.
Yeah, the clock continuing to run down to about 9:15. And Indian Land, they're going to trot their offense back out.
Try to find something. Again, we talk about finding something positive. Opportunity now is Northwestern has a host of substitutes in on defense.
Yeah, some much-needed game experience for some of these reserves.
Indian Land's going to get a delay game. Oh, now the clock resets. Say it was down to four. Now play clock is at 17. Game clock at 8:48. As Casilla goes shotgun as they're empty. Snaps it out, passes incomplete on the outside. No, he said he caught it. It'll be a loss of five.
Wow, and the defender for Northwestern right in there to make the tackle. That was Caleb Singleton coming up and making the tackle there for a, gosh, about a six-yard loss.
Yeah. So we've got some players of the game we'll tell you about on both sides. Here shortly, it's 8:15 to go. Northwestern on top 49-6. Casilla with the football, pass is complete on the outside for a gain of 6 yards. Patterson makes the catch. Tonight's Rock Hill Coca-Cola offensive play of the game for the Northwestern Trojans. No surprise, Amir Gordon-Miles. What a night. 4 touchdowns for the young man. A great overall evening for Gordon-Miles. You look at his total statistics. Ran it for 117 yards, plus score miles, had 2 catches for 28. 4 total TDs for the talented sophomore. Tell you what he receives after this play on 3rd down and 9. Cassidy to throw the football. Trojans bringing pressure towards the sideline. Catches made, stepping out of bounds. Patterson. To commemorate tonight's performance, Zymir receives a Coca-Cola cap, a T-shirt, and a personalized engraved plaque. Our congratulations to Zymir Gordon-Miles, tonight's Rock Hill Coca-Cola offensive player of the game for the Northwestern Trojans.
All right, and Indian Land looking to get set back up on the ball, and we've got some hardware to give out to, for them after this play as well.
So on a 1st and 10 for North for Indian Land, Cassia cocks his arm, fires down the sideline, cannot get to his receiver, it's incomplete.
Tonight's Counseling Services of Lancaster offensive player of the game for the Indian Land Warriors is Sequel Patterson. Selected for scoring the lone touchdown for the Indian Land Warriors tonight and several great catches downfield. To commemorate tonight's performance, Sequel receives a personalized engraved plaque. Our congratulations to Sequel Patterson, tonight's Counseling Services of Lancaster offensive player of the game for the Indian Land Warriors.
So 2nd down and 10 for Cassia. looking to throw it again. Sits back in the pocket, being chased, running for his life. He throws it towards the sideline, incomplete. Tonight's Imperial Pools and Spas defensive player of the game for the Northwestern Trojans, Joshua Singleton. You know why. 85-yard interception return for a touchdown that really put this nail in the coffin for Northwestern. That put him up 35-6. To commemorate tonight's performance, Joshua gets a personalized engraved plaque. Our congratulations to Joshua Singleton, tonight's Imperial Pools and Spas defensive player of the game for the Northwestern Trojans.
All right, and Indian Land again taking their time here, third and long.
Third down and 10. Casilla to throw it. Here comes pressure. Casilla cocks his arm, fires down the sideline, incomplete, and a flag comes flying in. And you may get a Northwestern defender for a hold.
Yeah, it looked like some bumping and running down there. Double coverage on Patterson out there on the far side sideline. Well, tonight's AirTech Heating and Air defensive player of the game for the Indian Land Warriors is Omarion Davis. Selected for tough play all night long, good coverage downfield. And Omarion, to commemorate tonight's performance, Omarion receives a personalized engraved plaque. Our congratulations to Omarion Davis, tonight's AirTech Heating and Air defensive player of the game for the Indian Land Warriors.
High school football brought to you by Burrow Walsh and Culp Orthodontics. Schedule at bwcortho.com. By Lancaster County Water and Sewer, supporting Lancaster County Schools and Schiller Hamilton Law Firm. We've got your back, 366-0333.
It was a defensive hold on Northwestern. Sets up Indian Land as first and 10.
Garcia set handoff up the middle. Looking for room is Horton. Horton pushed it down inside the 40 to the 39. 4:55 to go in the game. 49-6. Northwestern on top.
Yeah, nice tough run up through the A-gap by Jamal Horton. No give up in that young man. Someone that will be returning for the Indian Land Warriors next season.
Second down and 4 now for the Warriors. Again, Casilla going shotgun. Here comes pressure Northwestern. Casilla heaves it towards the sideline. Incomplete. Tender receiver went up, could not bring it in. We'll check that nickel store scoreboard in the fourth quarter. J.L. Mann leads Clover 37-7. Hannah on top of Catawba Ridge 36-19. This game's still at the half. 42-10, South Point on top of Greer. Louisville on top of Ridge Spring Minetta 32-0. Clinton leads Chester 34-12. Batesburg Leesville 35-14 over Andrew Jackson. Other game we keep an eye on, 21-7 Greenwood leading Hillcrest at the half.
And more than likely it looks like it will be Greenwood coming up here to District 3 next week to take on the Northwestern Trojans.
Casilla hands off to Horton. Horton runs it hard for a gain of 3. Sets up a fourth down on a yard. Other games of note, Gaffney leading Riverside 35-7. Sumter on top of Asher Ridge, 34-17. Irmo now leads Chapin, 24-7. Again, all those available by going to the Nickel Store scoreboard on WRHI.com. Fourth down of the yard. Warriors will go for it here. Obviously, Casilla goes shotgun. High snap, gives it off to Horton. Horton dives for it. He'll get the first. Great job by Casilla to pull down the high snap, put in Horton's hands. As Indian Land trying desperately to get a touchdown on the board in the closing moments of this game. Approaching 3 minutes to go. It's 49-6, Northwestern leading Indian Land.
And Tavius Ross with another tackle. I think his fourth so far of the game for the Trojans on that run by Horton.
Snap it out, looking to throw the footballs. Casilla airs it out, has a receiver going up for it, and incomplete. Thought he made the catch initially. Jump ball incomplete. The intended receiver down that direction was number 40 for the Warriors. Do not have his name on the roster.
Yeah, but a nice try at that one. He skied for that one, but the ball hit him right in the abdomen. Popped right out there for the incomplete.
High school football brought to you by Witt's Frozen Yogurt, made fresh daily by the law office of Wilkerson, Jones, and Wilkerson. Big enough to bite, small enough to care, and comfort systems, Hegan Air. We guarantee comfort for life. Call 324-COOL. Casilla sets up the screen pass. Nobody was looking for it. It's incomplete. So set up a third down and 10, 2:16 clock moving in this game. Again, Northwestern will host next week. At the conclusion of our broadcast, we're going to join that South Point Greer game. And then right at 10 o'clock, the end zone with Chuck Roberts comes your way. So stay tuned for that.
Trojans up, of course, 49-6 here. Running clock in the fourth quarter. Actually, it has been for the second half.
Casilla to throw the football. Sits back, throws up towards the end. The sideline is incomplete. So now be fourth down at 10. Indian Land down their last gasp. As again, they trail at 49-6. Clock ticking down 1:39 and counting. We'll have interviews with Coach Paige Wofford and Coach Adam Hastings after this on the end zone with Chuck Roberts.
And intended receiver LaVoris Lucas, the sophomore, he's made several great catches tonight for the Warriors. Just a little out of bounds on that last play.
Throw the football towards the sideline. Catch is made, but going to be short of the first. They'll turn it over and down. That means Northwestern have the football. They can run this game out. Run the clock out the rest of the way. Should only have to snap it one more time, and Northwestern will move on to the third round of the 5A Division II playoffs. Of course, that game will be held next week here at District 3 Stadium.
And getting into the game, Brandon Javier Abarca, one of the junior offensive linemen, a fan favorite here. Great attitude. We were talking about him before the season, us and Coach Brian Smith just congratulating and keeping his fellow teammates' heads up. Great young man.
Snap handoff up the middle, not much going, but Northwestern should not have to snap it again. We'll see if they do. Game clock is down to 25 seconds. And the Northwestern Trojans will move on to the third round of the playoffs. Again, they'll face the Greenwood Hillcrest winner here at District 3 Stadium next week. And for a right to move on to the upper state championship game. A big victory tonight by Northwestern, but for Indian Land, their season comes to a close. But they advance to the second round of the playoffs here in their first opportunity at 5A. I want to big thank AC, Aaron Clinton, of course, our executive producer, Steven Stern, for making it happen all night long. Coming up next, we're going to join Tyler Cupp, Perry Sutton, for the conclusion of that South Point Greer game. Then at 10 o'clock, it is the end zone with Chuck Roberts. Your final from District 3 Stadium, Northwestern 49, Indian Land 6. We now take you across town to South Point, and here's Tyler Cupp as the Stallions take on the Greer Yellow Jackets.
Good night.